one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back to a big dose of truth serum here on Minuteman Radio, here on KKNT 960 AM News Talk. 602-508-0960 is the local call-in number. Nationwide, over the internet, you can call in toll-free, 888-960-9696. We're going to turn in this last segment as we prepare to end the show to talk again about the stark realities, the terrible violence that's occurring along our borders. And this week, we lost another public servant, a real protector of the public, a law enforcement officer in Houston, Texas, who unfortunately, as the headline reads, missed a suspect's gun in a pat-down search after a traffic stop. A Houston police officer was gunned down by a suspect Thursday after a routine traffic stop, apparently missing the man's weapon in a pat-down search. Juan Leonardo Quintero, a 32-year-old illegal immigrant, has been charged with capital murder in the shooting death of Houston police officer Rodney Johnson. And you can go to the Houston Police Department's website. They have a fund that they're raising for the family there to help the family through this terrible time. Brown said, Captain Dale Brown said that Quintero apparently was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of his arrest. He had a criminal history dating back to 1995, again in 1999, had been deported twice, where he's convicted for DWI, failure to stop, failure to give accurate information to law enforcement, and indecency with a child, bringing great family values into our country. His driver's license was suspended. How he got a driver's license in the first place, again, is another question. He was deported by Mexico officials the last time in 99, first in 95. Quintero had been working for a landscaping company in the Deer Park area and was driving a company Ford double cab pickup when Johnson stopped him for speeding. Quintero, who apparently in the pickup with a coworker and two daughters of his common-law wife, I'm sure that taxpayers in Texas were paying for their education, etc.
Yep.
He was traveling 50 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour school zone. He had just picked up the two girls from school and was taking them home. Johnson decided to arrest Quintero because he did not have any identification. Although Johnson patted him down before handcuffing him, he apparently missed the 9mm handgun.
Oh, goodness.
Concealed under his waistband. Quintero was handcuffed behind his back and put in the back seat of the car, where he manipulated the handcuffs under his legs to the front of his body, took out the weapon, and shot Officer Johnson in the back of the head. Again, just a sad, sad state. Another law enforcement agent needlessly dies, again, at the hands of someone who obviously had no respect for our laws in many instances, was deported, returned again because our borders are wide open and porous. We can't stop these thugs. We can't stop the drug dealers. We can't seem to stop the gangbangers, the child molesters. Again, it's just sad. And it's the death of this police officer, the responsibility for his death lies in Washington, D.C.
Yes, it does.
With the President of the United States, every member of Congress who are sitting around debating and reaffirming that we need to enforce these laws and that we need to do something about the border, debating about language, about whether we should build fences, whether we should put the National Guard on the border, you know, complaining that we don't have enough resources to train the appropriate amount of Border Patrol agents to patrol our borders and to secure our communities. It's just another sad state. And this makes at least 49 law enforcement officers that we've documented and that we'll be putting up a page on our website memorial to the law enforcement officers who've died at the hands of foreign nationals who entered our country illegally, who've committed heinous crimes. Not only that, the American citizens who've died at the hands of illegal foreign nationals in our country. All of those deaths, all the suffering that those families have gone through, the loss that they've endured, that responsibility falls directly on the members of Congress going back to 1986 who refused to enforce our border security laws and protect the citizens of the United States of America.
Absolutely.
Then we go to another bloody gun battle, another sign of the out-of-control violence in Mexico. Again, Mexico is just unbelievable what goes on down there. And we're coming up on a break, and we'll cover this when we come back. But more than 50 federal agents battled alleged drug traffickers last Friday night in the Laredo area. And in an all-out, I mean, something that would be a scene from the streets of Iraq at this point in the war on terror. That's what's going on right across our border in Nuevo Laredo with automatic weapons, shoulder-fired rockets, bazookas. I mean, these are heavily armed narco-terrorists that are creating havoc in Mexico and, of course, has been spilling over the border into the United States. And we're not concerned about securing our borders.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that more when we return.